Iron dust. Groveling? I have no memory of groveling. So why does this word fill the back of my throat with dust? Why? And is it red dust or grey? I can't tell. When I try, I'm on the ground. Pain blazes in my right shoulder, now blood wet. Red. It must be red dust. I hear a soft swooshed crash, and eucalyptus stirs the air. Nodules of dirt dig the flesh of my knees. Hematite, iron rich. Murrum dust on the road. Deep, rusty red, yes. But now my eye fills with a caterpillar. Black and yellow, furry, fat, bitter smelling. It moves away along a stick as awkward, as fast as that strange man at the post office who scuttles after thrown coins on his half-bared bottom in a wood crutch. I like him. He knows me, makes a smile on the side of his face with more holes than teeth when I, all shy, hand him the whole-scented coppers I beg from my mother. He doesn't scare me, no. He wouldn't hurt me, no. Just beyond the stick is an African's foot, its deep cracked sole the colour of milk tea. Horny, splayed, never shoed. It steps back onto the caterpillar. Aye! A panga slashes down not an inch from my bare little hand, rings metal on the murrum, slithers into the deep dry leaves of the ditch. Gold, untempered steel, filed, razor sharp, iron. You taste it raw in the high secret vaults of your skull before all goes black.